Hello, my name is Juliana Marston, and I will be interviewing Sydney Champagne. Do you consent to the interview?
I do.
Please state the date and time.
It's December 3rd at 6:30 p.m. My name is Sydney Champagne, and I will be interviewing Juliana Marston. Do you consent to the interview?
Yes, I do.
Please state the date and time.
It is December 3rd at 6:30 p.m.
All right.
So for my questions for Sydney, did you notice anything similar between the COVID-19 pandemic and the major four pandemics of the last few centuries, bubonic plague, smallpox, cholera, and influenza?
I did. After learning about the four major pandemics, I noticed that the reactions to the diseases were very similar. As the uncertainty overcame societies, panic and confusion arose. With all the confusion and suffering around, people wanted an explanation, so blame was thrown around left and right. For the Black Death, the Catholics blamed anyone who did not conform to their religion, for this was an act of God attempting to punish those who had sinned. This is exemplified in the movement of the flagellants during the Black Plague. The flagellants wanted to atone for their sins so they would hurt themselves and ask God for forgiveness. They would also inspire persecution against the Jews and other religions at the time because they believed that they had sinned and caused the plague. This response was similar to that of the pandemic today. Although it wasn't religious blame, it was blame on countries, politicians, and certain people. For the influenza pandemic of 1918, the Spanish were blamed for the disease, thus the reference to the Spanish flu. Whenever there is uncertainty in the origins or circumstances, blame is thrown around for better understanding.
Yeah, you've made some really great points. Moving on to the next question, do you think there will ever be a point where humanity is no longer threatened by pandemics? Or do you think that humanity will just always have to coexist with pandemics?
Throughout history, humans have always coexisted with pandemics, and I'm sure we always will. It is constantly thought that we are beyond such large-scale diseases until another one hits, like the COVID-19 pandemic. Despite the major advancements in science that are constantly being made, I'm sure that large-scale infectious diseases will always be present. I'm incapable of believing that there will be a medical advancement or governmental action that could result in the end of pandemics. Also, the way in which our global societies are interconnected has caused the spread of disease to be far easier. In past pandemics, there were far less efficient ways of travel, and thus disease was more concentrated in single societies and dense populations. As there began to be more contact with other societies, the spread of disease increased and the spread to other countries was much faster. During the influenza pandemic of 1918, for example, American soldiers traveled to Europe where they were fighting alongside English and French, who then were infected and took the disease back to their countries. Although humans have come very far in the understanding of sanitation and hygiene, the interconnectivity still progresses the spread of disease. So thus, pandemics will always be a possibility. For my questions for Juliana, after learning about the responses to the past pandemics, and after living through the COVID-19 pandemic and observing how it was dealt with, do you have any opinions on how future pandemics should be handled? Is there anything that should not be done again?
So in learning about various past pandemics, namely the bubonic plague, smallpox, cholera, and 1918 influenza pandemics, something I noticed to be pretty universal among them is the way people react to them. In all of these cases, we see people exhibiting a sort of fight or flight response when pandemics arise. When an outbreak starts, those capable of doing so tend to move away from cities and densely populated areas in order to protect themselves, which is essentially a flight response. At the same time, unfortunately, we see a lot of scapegoating when it comes to pandemics. As you referenced before, during the bubonic plague pandemics, Jews and other minorities were heavily persecuted. This fight response also relates to opposition to public health measures, from quarantining to wearing masks, something that was especially protested during the 1918 influenza pandemic. These responses are not just common to pandemics of the past, though. We saw these exact same responses during the COVID-19 pandemic. At the end of the day, the only way that we can successfully get through future pandemics is if everyone decides to follow public health measures properly. Additionally, we as a society need to learn to come together. Instead of resorting to scapegoating and division during disasters like pandemics, we as people should be trying to protect our neighbors, even if it just means wearing a mask.
I completely agree. For my next question, after learning about how other pandemics affected societies and families, has it changed your perspective on the severity or experience of the current pandemic?
So when learning about major pandemics of the past and how they affected societies and families, especially going back to the Middle Ages with the Black Plague, the poor sanitation and working conditions of the past were a huge factor in the spread of illness. While the COVID-19 pandemic was devastating, it was definitely not to the same scale as other pandemics from the past. Part of the reason for this is the vast improvements in sanitation, medicine, and public health that we have cultivated today. While we still have room for improvement, these advancements have undoubtedly allowed for people to have a much better quality of life today. Learning about past pandemics made me more aware of the advancements society has made in these areas, and definitely put the scale of the current pandemic into perspective for me, at least in comparison to the major pandemics of the past and how they came to be so devastating. All right, everyone, thank you for listening.
This has been our take on pandemics as a whole after living through the COVID-19 pandemic and learning about pandemics of the past.